以色列人呐、啊，现在我所教训你们的律例典章，你们要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。所吩咐你们的话，你们不可加添，也不可删减，好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的，就是耶和华你们神的命令。耶和华因巴利皮尔的事所行的，你们亲眼看见了。凡随从巴利皮尔的人，耶和华你们的神都从你们中间除灭了，唯有你们专靠耶和华你们神的人，今日全都存活。我照着耶和华我神所吩咐的，将律例典章教训你们，使你们在所要进去得为业的地上遵行。所以你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切律例，必说：这大国的人真是有智慧有聪明。哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像我们耶和华我们的神，在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？又哪一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切律法呢？你只要谨慎殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。你在何烈山站在耶和华你神面前的那日，耶和华对我说：你为我招聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训儿女这样行。那时你们近前来站在山下，山上有火焰冲天，并有昏黑密云幽暗。耶和华从火焰中对你们说话，你们只听见声音，却没有看见形象。他将所吩咐你们当守的约指示你们，就是十条诫，并将这诫写在两块石板上。那时耶和华又吩咐我将律例典章教训你们，将你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。
Today's reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 to 14. Hear now, O Israel, the decrees and laws I'm about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and go in and take possessions of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you. You saw with your own eyes what the Lord did to Baal Peor. The Lord your God destroyed from among you everyone who followed the Baal of Peor, but all of you who held fast to the Lord your God are still alive today. See, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land you are entering to take possession of it. Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What other nation is so great to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him? And what other nation is so great to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today? Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when he said to me, Assemble the people before me and hear my words, so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land, and may teach them to their children. You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain while it blazed with fire to the very heavens, with black clouds and deep darkness. Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, and you saw no form. There was only a voice. He declared to you his covenant, the Ten Commandments, which he commanded to you to follow, and then wrote them on two stone tablets. And the Lord directed me at that time to teach you the decrees and laws you are to follow in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
今天有我们的孩子跟我们在一块儿。
Today our children will be with us.
今天在我们的经文里边就是说要把这些事情传给我们的子子孙孙。
And in our scripture it says that we should teach these things to our children and to their children.
我们很高兴我们的孩子都一天一天的长大了。
It's a great pleasure to see our children grow up every day.
所以你们要学习能够坐得住，能够听得见。
And so you should learn to sit still and listen.
当然这些东西不那么太容易明白。
Some things are not very easy to understand.
这个如果听不明白就问我们。
If you don't understand, then you should ask.
但是一定要好好听。
But you must listen.
好好学习。
And you must learn.
好，今天我们的要分享的信息的主题是信仰的建立。
Today our topic for our message is the establishment of faith.
这个在今天的世界里面
In the world today,
最严重的问题就是信仰的迷失。
The most serious issue is the mystery of faith.
中国现在的社会状况
The state of the society in China,
最严重的问题仍然是信仰的问题。
The most serious issue is still the issue of faith.
那么在澳大利亚现在的状况也越来越严重这个问题。
This issue is also more and more serious in Australia.
那么首先我们先要明白信仰是什么。
First we must understand what is faith.
那么我们在这里所说的信仰不是一个宗教。
And what we speak of faith today is not a religion.
今天很多人把这两件事搞混掉了。
Many people have confused these two things.
其实我们基督徒要明白。
Actually we should know.
撒旦有一个他有一个他的做一个一个作为有他的工作
Satan has his own way of doing things
那么他把这个概念给你搞错掉
He confuses these concepts for you
然后他在用这些错误的概念来引领你做一个错误的决定
And then through these incorrect concepts he influences you to make wrong decisions
比方说他先把信仰把它变成宗教
For example, he first changes faith into religion.
然后他就世界上有很多宗教
And there are many religions in the world.
然后他来说宗教其实都一样
And he says that all religions are the same.
因此他把这样的一个理论先让大家能够先接受这样的一个想法
And so while he has made this theory seem very acceptable to everybody,
然后我们就在信仰里边就迷失了
And then in our faith we become confused.
所以在这里我们首先要明白这个重要的概念。
And so first we must understand a very important concept.
那就是说信仰不是宗教。
Faith is not religion.
也永远不是宗教。
And it will never be religion.
那么信仰是什么呢?
So what is faith?
就是我们与绝对至高者中间的关系。
It is our relationship with the most high one.
从亚当犯罪以后
From the time that Adam sinned,
人类的祖先第一个祖先犯罪了
Our first great ancestor sinned
产生了最严重的后果
It caused a most serious problem
就是人跟神之间的关系断裂了
That people's relationship with God was broken
那么人离开了神以后
After we were separated from God
在自我的人生的道路里面
In our own human paths
因为我们有罪不能与神来沟通
Because we have sinned, we are unable to communicate with God
这个圣经上说有罪的人他只能有一个方向
The scripture says those with sin have only one direction
那就是说他们越来越远离神
And that is to depart from God
人没有可能凭着自己的能力或者智慧来找到 真神。
It is impossible for a person by his own power to find the real true God.
那么也不可能越来越亲近神。
And it is impossible to become near to God.
因为人是软弱。
Because men are weak.
又因为撒旦在这个世界上继续做工。
Furthermore, because of the power of Satan.
所以人就在他的与神的关系里边越来越疏远。
Man's relationship with God becomes further and further.
我相信在早期的中国文化
I believe in the early Chinese tradition,
我们还是与神有很亲近的关系的。
There was a very close relationship with God.
后来到了大概2000年左右的时候
However, maybe 2000 years later,
不是就是现在2000年之前的时候就是中国春秋的时候，这个它很难翻译啊。这个 about 2000 years ago， 中国的人的文化开始发展。
So roughly 2000 years ago, the culture of the Chinese people began to expand.
那么那个时候，好像这个 Confucius 这个孔子他就说的，敬鬼神而远之。
Around that time, Confucius said that we became closer to the demons, but further from God.
我们尊敬一些啊 ，don't know how to translate this， 就是对于好像鬼鬼神神的这样的事情呢，我们远离这些东西啊，这个尊敬这些东西就好了，就好像是要宗教，宗教，哎呀，尊敬宗教好了，就我们不要去接入宗教这些东西。
Sometimes we respect the religions or the various superstitions, but we don't go near to them.
所以这个现在西方国家的政府
today the Western government
其实也是跟孔子的想法相似
also had a very similar thinking to Confucius.
所以尊敬所有的宗教
respect all religions,
但是不进入任何宗教
but do not partake in any of them.
所以这个就成为中国早期中国文化的这个一个很重要的一个基础了。
And so this has become a foundation of our early Chinese culture.
所以我们中国人离了上帝越来越远。
So Chinese people become further and further away from God.
那么最近呢，我们又借着共产党彻底接受了无神论。
And most recently through the Communist Party, we have accepted atheism.
那么这个就是我们在信仰上走入彻底的迷失。
And so this has caused us to walk into complete confusion in our faith.
那么圣经里边也告诉我们，人凭着自己的智慧无法找到神。
And the scripture tells us that man by his own wisdom cannot find God.
因此在这时候，神采取了主动。
And so God has taken the active step.
Kids, listen. When 当我们找不到上帝的时候
，When we can't find God,
所以上帝来找我了。
God comes to find us.
上帝来找你。
God comes to find you.
要叫你来认识他。
So that you can recognize him.
你凭着自己，你没法认识他。
By yourself, it is impossible.
所以他来找你。
And so God comes to find you.
那么来找谁呢
？Who is he looking for?
神在世界上寻找。一批的人
He looks for certain people.
那么这批人有一个非常非常重要的特质
And these people have a very specific character.
就是他们在上帝面前是心存诚实的人
That in front of God they are honest.
那么神首先找到的第一个人这个人叫亚伯拉罕
The very first person that God chose was Abraham.
神就跟他立约
And God made a covenant with him.
然后使他的后裔来成为上帝自己所拣选的百姓。
That his descendants would be the citizens that God has chosen.
那么神试验亚伯拉罕。
And God tested Abraham.
看看他在神面前是不是诚实的。
To see if he would be honest before God.
他可以。
And he passed.
神说我还要再试验他的儿子。
And God said I will test his son.
然后再试验他的孙子
and test his grandson
最后他的孙子雅各
and so his grandson Jacob
神说可以了我要使雅各的后裔成为我的选民
and God said I will make Jacob's descendants my chosen people
所以就给雅各改名叫以色列
so Jacob's name was changed to Israel
那么所有的以色列民就成了上帝的选民了
so all of the Israelite people became the chosen nation of God
那么神把以色列人带下埃及
And God sent the Israelites to Egypt.
在埃及住了430年
They lived there for 430 years.
那么使这个一个家族就变成了一个民族
So that this clan became a nation.
那么他们去的时候只有72个人。
When they went, there were 72 people.
这个等到他们出埃及的时候，就变成了将近大概200万左右的以色列百姓。
When they left, they were roughly 2 million Israelite people.
那么在这200万的人的当中
，amongst these 2 million people,
神拣选另外一个人。
God chose one more person.
这个人就是摩西。
His name was Moses.
那么这个时候来到一个非常重要的时刻。
And they came to a very important time.
不仅仅对以色列人是非常重要的时刻。
Not only important to the Israelites.
对普世的人也是一个非常重要的时刻。
But important to all people in the world.
那就是上帝要透过摩西，在以色列人，在透过以色列人，在全世界来建立正确的信仰。
That through Moses and the Israelites, God would establish the true faith.
那么，在整个这个过程里面
，and through all these processes,
神用伟大的神迹向以色列人显明。
God appeared to the Israelites through great miracles.
那么，同时也向埃及人显明
，and at the same time to the Egyptians.
同时也向普世的人显明
，and to all people.
是神借着他自己所拣选的仆人来寻找人
，that God through His chosen people would find people.
来向人说明谁是独一的真神
，to demonstrate to humanity who is the true God.
那么，经过三个多月的时间
，and through roughly 3 months,
神借着摩西带领以色列人出埃及
，God through Moses, rescued the Israelites from Egypt.
然后他们就来到这个西奈的旷野
，and they came to the desert at in Sinai.
神把摩西呼召到西奈山上去
，God called Moses up to the mountain of Sinai.
然后把十条诫就颁布下来
and gave him the Ten Commandments.
那么大家读旧约圣经的时候就知道
everyone should know this from reading the Old Testament.
当时的那个事件是非常伟大的
that was such a great thing.
神在西奈山上用很威严的方式向以色列人来显现
On Mount Sinai, God used a very powerful method to show himself to the Israelites.
使以色列人知道这一位不是人想象的那个鬼神，而是这一位独一创造宇宙万物的上帝向人显现，并且向人说话了。
That this was not some imagined superstition that someone made up, but it is the true God that is speaking to His people.
那么这样呢，就开始从那个时候为以色列人，也为全人类来开始建立人类的信仰。
And so from that time, through the Israelites, God established true faith through the Israelites.
在这之前的时候，人虽然知道好像有神
，even though before this, people seemed to think that there was God.
可是不知道到底哪有，到底神是怎么回事
？But they don't know what God is all about.
摩西也是如此
，Moses was the same.
所以当神要呼召以色列人出埃及之前的时候
，and so when before God was going to call out the Israelites,
神先呼召了摩西
，God first called Moses.
神呼召摩西的时候是用一个很特殊的这个情况来呼召他的。
God used there was a very special circumstance for when God called Moses.
就是用一个荆棘燃烧了。
There was a burning bush.
可是那个荆棘烧不坏。
But the bush did not burn up.
这个很奇怪。
There's a very mysterious thing.
因为这个荆棘着火是在西奈的旷野经常发生的事。
Because it was very common for bushes to be burning in the wilderness.
就像每年夏天在 Australia 会发生这个森林大火一样的。
Just like the great fires in Australia.
那么你烧着了以后，那个树肯定就烧坏了嘛，是吧
？So when something is alight, it will burn up.
那么作为一堆的这个荆棘，那么火一烧就没有了。
Some dry bushes will burn very quickly.
可是他在那一直烧，一直烧，哎，烧不坏。
However, that bush continued and continued to burn.
所以摩西就知道那是一个异象。
And so Moses knew that it was a sign.
所以他就走到那个荆棘火焰去看看到底怎么回事。
So he went up and looked to look at the bush.
那么神就在荆棘的火焰里向摩西说话。
In the flames, God spoke to Moses.
就差遣摩西回埃及。
Called him to go back to Egypt.
那么那时候摩西跟上帝之间有一个对话。
At that time, Moses had a conversation with God.
这个其中有一个内容很有趣。
One very interesting thing he said.
就是摩西问神，你叫什么名字？
He asked God, what God's name? What is your name?
其实神没有名字。
Actually, God has no name.
为什么没有名字呢？
Why does he have no name?
因为名字是为了跟别人产生区别所需要的一个代号。
Because the name is a method of identification between people.
所以我如果我们大家没有名字
So if no one had any names,
那就你叫什么你就不知道他说什么了
It will be hard to identify each other.
宋恩雅在吗
Where is Enya?
宋恩雅在哪里
Well, Where is Enya?
在吗
Is she here?
举一下手好吗
Please raise your hand.
有一个小孩这样子他叫宋恩雅
So she is Enya.
为什么别人不举手
Why does no one else raise their hand?
为什么她举手
Why did she raise her hand?
因为她有名字
Because she has a name.
因为她知道她叫宋恩雅
And she knows that she is Enya.
因为你不是宋恩雅
And you are not Enya.
所以你不举手
So you do not raise your hand.
名字是为了代表她然后和别人区别
The name represents her, the difference between her and other people.
如果全世界只有一个宋恩雅
If everyone in the world, there is only one Enya.
我的当然只有一个宋恩雅我的意思就是说没有别的人只有一个人叫宋只有一个人就是宋恩雅
But there's only one person called Enya Song
恩雅问你一个问题
Let me ask you something
如果全世界没有别的人
If there were no other people in the world
只有一个人
If there's only one person
就是你
That is you
你需要有名字吗
Do you need a name?
No 你不需要所以因为你不需要和别人区别你就是你了
If you were the only person you would not need a name
而上帝本身是独一的上帝
But God, there is only one God.
所以我们用上帝
And so we call him God.
中文英文里边就 God 这一个字中文有好几个字啊，因为我们称为神啊，称为上帝主要用这两个字那么 Heavenly King 啊，这个上帝天上的王啊，帝就是这个 emperor 这个王的意思君王的意思天上的君王啊，那么君王就是至高者嘛，所以我们用上帝或者用神来代表这一位至高者
So we call God God and in Chinese he is sometimes known as a heavenly king
所以他代表这个独一的至高的权威
He has the highest and only authority
所以我们并没有给他一个名字
We don't give him a name
我们只是给他一个描述
just,
就好像我们称人
We just have a certain word to describe him just like the word person or human
Yeah, 这个只是代表人这种存在
It just represents that your existence
那么你的名字是人类里边具体分别出来的一个是那个人是那个名字的意思
So your name is designed to identify you amongst people
所以神说我没有名字
God says I have no name
如果你要叫我有个名字的话
If you give me a name
他说我就是自由拥有的我
I am who I am
就是后来这个 Jehovah 这个字耶和华这个字就是我是自由拥有的我的那一个简称
And the word Yahweh is an abbreviation of the word I am who I am
所以从这里我们知道当摩西问上帝你的名字的时候
And so from here we know that when Moses asked God what is your name
那就是表示摩西还不知道他知道有神可是不知道这位神到底是谁
It means that though Moses kind of knows there is God he doesn't know anything about God
那表示他自己的信仰是不确定的
It means that his faith was not certain
是比较模糊的
It's a bit vague
那么这个时候神要清晰的给摩西建立他的信仰
And so at this time God clearly wants to establish Moses' faith
然后借着摩西再给以色列人建立清晰的信仰
So that through Moses he can establish a clear faith for the Israelites
以色列人又称为祭司的国度
The Israelites were called the nation of priests
所以要透过整个以色列的百姓要使全人类建立一个清晰的信仰
So that through the Israelites all humanity can have a clear faith
那就是要知道宇宙万物当中那一个至高的权威他是谁
And that is to know who is the highest authority in all the universe
那么确定这件事情以后
Once we know this thing
使我们人类就知道我们所敬畏的对象
All people can know who we should worship
那么然后使我们知道我们要遵着他的话去遵守
And all humanity should know whose word we should follow
那么西奈山上这个伟大的见证足够大吗
Was this testimony on Mount Sinai great enough?
神说不够
God said not great enough
因为摩西在西奈山上神到山上去领受信息40天
Because Moses went up to Mount Sinai for 40 days
结果下边亚伦就带着以色列的百姓就开始拜偶像了。
And then the Israelites started to bow down to idols.
因此神说不行，我要再继续的训练他们。
And so Moses said, I will continue to train them.
然后真正的在他们的生命当中要建立起这个信仰起来。
So that through their lives they can have their faith built up.
因此叫以色列人与外界的环境完全的隔绝。
So the Israelites were completely separated from all outside influences.
带领他们在西奈旷野有40年的时间。
Traveling through the wilderness for 40 years.
40年是不短的时间了。
40 years is quite a long time.
这个40年使他们产生了一个整个民族的一个大换血。
During this 40 years, their entire nation was refreshed.
那么经过40年以后，
After those 40 years,
那一些那一些不信的就倒闭在旷野里了。
After those 40 years, those who didn't believe fell into the wilderness.
那么那些真正信仰建立起来的
And those whose faith was established,
神要引领他们进到神所应许的迦南地区。
God will lead them into the promised land of Canaan.
那么今天我们所读到的这一段经文
And so today when we read this scripture,
就是摩西走完40年的旷野的时候
After the 40 years of wandering, Moses,
他向以色列人所建立信仰的时候所吩咐的那些话
These are the final words that he would say to the Israelites.
那么当40年他们对这一位神有了深刻的认识
After these 40 years, they've had a very deep understanding of God.
这个第三节这里说一句话
In verse 3 it says,
耶和华因巴利比尔所行的事你们都亲眼看见了
You have seen for yourselves what the Lord did with regard to the Baal of Peor.
那么其实不仅仅是巴利比尔的事
Not only this one issue.
其实从出埃及神向摩西向这个埃及人所做的那些事
Actually, from the Exodus, the things that God did to the Egyptians.
红海水分开
the Red Sea opened.
天降玛纳给他们吃
Manna came down from heaven.
整个40年的经历
All of these 40 years of experiences.
他们亲身经历亲眼看见了神的作为
They experienced them personally.
所以这个不像任何其他的宗教
This is not like any other religion.
信不信由你
You can choose whether or not to believe.
就硬讲
They justteach you.
Just to proclaim, 就是你信不信 up to you.
They proclaim that you can believe or not believe.
但是圣经不是这样。
But the scripture is not like this.
神说话。
God speaks.
神做事。
And he does.
到今天神仍然说话。
And today he continues to speak.
神仍然做事。
He continues to act.
所以我们组织去以色列也是叫你亲眼去看一看耶和华的作为。
So when we go to Israel, you can personally see the things that God has done.
圣经说你们看见这些事
The scripture says you have seen these things.
就知道我是耶和华
And you shall know that I am God.
所以经历40年之后
After they experienced these things,
亲眼看见神的作为
They personally saw God's works.
神在这个基础上来向他们讲话
And on this foundation, God speaks to them.
就确定这一位是造天地独一的耶和华上帝
To establish that this is the true creator of the entire world.
那么在今天经文的第十二节
Today in verse 12.
那么耶和华从火焰当中在西奈山上向他们讲话
The Lord spoke to you out of the fire.
但是他们没有看见形象
But they did not see any form.
这个非常重要
This is very important.
因为独一创造天地万物的上帝
Because the true creator God.
他是灵
He is a spirit.
他不是一个有形体的物
He doesn't have a physical form.
所以他给我们听见他的声音。
And so we hear his voice.
所以今天我们看到他立的约。
And so today we see his covenant.
但是他不是一个偶像。
But he is not an idol.
他不是一个造的一个人手所造的那个东西。
He is not something that man has created.
所以这样就是我们建立一个独一创造宇宙万物的上帝。他是一个灵，他是一个超物质之上的存在
And so it is established that God is not a created physical object. He surpasses that as a spirit.
因为他是造物的主
Because he is the creator God.
所以他是我们一切蒙福的根源
And so he is the source of all of our blessings.
所以小孩子从小要开始建立这样的概念
So the children should know this from a young age.
我们一切美好的事物
That everything that is good
都是 从他那里发源，都是start like a resource, like a source from him.
Everything that is good comes from God.
所以圣经也教训我们要把这样的信仰来传递给我们的子孙。
And the scripture tells us that we should teach this to our descendants.
那当我们建立了这样的信仰的时候，
And when we have built up this faith,
摩西就对以色列人说了。
Moses says to the Israelites,
他说以色列人呢、啊、现在我所教训你们的这一些律例典章你们都要听从遵行。
And he says that Israelites, you shall observe all of the statutes and ordinances that I have taught you.
听从遵行的目的是什么？
Why?
啊？听从的目的是什么？
Why do they have to obey?
经文已经打出来了，是为要叫你们存活。
That you may live.
所以这个不是可有可无的事情。
It isn't something that you can choose.
这是关乎我们的生命能不能够存活，能不能够蒙福的那个最关键的地方。
It is the most vital point of whether or not you can live.
我前两天看了在微信上看到，这个中国现在在宗教上的政策。
So a few days ago, I saw some news. Based on the religious,
religious policy, of Chinese government.
The religious policy in China.
那么他们就说还是觉得我们信什么宗教都好。
And they say you can believe in whatever religion you want to.
据说习近平主席还讲了关于信佛教的关键。
Apparently the chairman spoke about Buddhism.
信佛教，他觉得信佛教很好。
He thinks that it is very good to believe in Buddhism.
其实这一些的讲论
Actually, these topics
是统治者觉得诶对国家的安定团结有好处
that the dictator believes they have some benefits for the people
使这个国家可以 have peace 可以和谐可以美好可以共同生活可以所以这个是从统治者的角度来看问题
And so these are benefits that are from the view of the dictator that these things are beneficial for the society
但是他们不是从真理的角度来看问题。
But not from the angle of truth.
所以什么东西对他有用，他就叫大家去做。
So what is beneficial to the party, he says everyone should do.
但是真正的有用。
But the true benefit.
那一定是来自于真理和生命大能的那个上帝的本体呢。
Comes from the root of all truth, which is God.
所以摩西在这里告诉我们说，上帝所讲的话
And so Moses said to us the word of God
你们都要谨守遵行
You must follow
目的是为要叫你们可以存活
So that you can live
这个下句话可能翻译还是不容易翻译啊，因为在这个我们儒家思想里面有一句话叫做大道不可虚于离也就是这个真正的大的真理你是不能有任何的一点时间和它分开的。
So based on the great philosophical teaching, you cannot depart from the truth.
Even a very short moment, any short moment. 很多时候我们觉得，哎，我不知道上帝，我不是也活着吗？
Sometimes you might say, even though I don't know God, I'm still alive.
弟兄姊妹，你一定要明白一个道理。
Brothers and sisters, you must know.
就是当你不认识他的时候
，that when you do not know God,
他其实在。怜悯你
He is being merciful to you.
就好像一个小 baby 刚刚出生的时候
Just like when a baby is first born.
他还不知道他的父母是谁
He doesn't recognize his parents.
可是他的父母已经在养活他已经在看顾他
But his parents are already looking after him.
今天很多世界上的人你不知道上帝是谁
Today many people do not know God.
弟兄姊妹你要知道上帝天天叫阳光照你
You should know that God continues to bring sunshine upon you.
空气养活你
And raise you with oxygen.
他的智慧在你的身体里边天天来帮助你。
His wisdom is in your body every day.
你已经受了他的恩惠。
You have already received many blessings.
只不过你还不知道他是谁。
Only that you do not know who he is.
可是这个有一段时间。
However, this is limited.
等到你长大了。
Someday when you have grown up,
你还不认你的父母
if you still do not recognize your parents,
那时候你就可能从父母的身边逃走了
perhaps you will depart from your parents.
父母对你的那个恩惠可能就因为你的无知和反叛就失效了
And so the blessings from your parents because of your rebellion and ignorance is no longer effective.
神给我们有生的年月里边
And so in our lives that God still continues to bless,
神给我们的生命存活
He allows us to live.
是要叫我们认识他。
So that we can recognize him.
归向他。
Belong to him.
然后借着悔改与他恢复关系。
And through repentance, rebuild our relationship with him.
所以摩西跟以色列人所讲的。
And so the things that Moses said to the Israelites.
就是要使我们知道我们今天一切蒙福的根源他是谁。
Is that we should know he is the root of all of our blessings today.
然后知道了他是谁。
Once we know who he is,
你要遵照他的话去遵行。
You must follow his word.
所以在这之前的时候，在摩西之前的时候。
So before Moses,
圣经说以色列人世界上的人都是行自己眼中看为正的事。
The scripture says all people only did what they saw was right.
就是他们认为这个好我就这样做了。
If they felt it was good, they did it.
说从今以后你们不可以再这样做。
It said from that day on you shall not do this.
你们要行上帝眼中看为正的事。
You must follow what God says is right.
说这个才是你真正要做的。
This is what you should truly do.
而且摩西告诉以色列人。
And Moses says to the Israelites.
如果你能够了解谁是神。
If you can understand who is God.
然后你照着他说的话去做。
And you can follow what he says.
这个就是你最大的智慧。
This is your greatest wisdom.
弟兄姊妹能想明白这个问题吗？
Can you understand this?
不要自以为聪明。
Do not think yourself wise.
要知道你是被造的位分。
Know that you are a created being.
然后你要回到造物的主那里去。
And you must return to the creator.
按照他的法则来生活。
And live by his law.
这就是你存活的条件。
This is the requirement for your life.
这就是你蒙福的条件。
This is the requirement for your blessing.
这就是你人生最大的智慧。
And this is the greatest wisdom in your life.
那么当摩西来吩咐他们遵守神话语的时候。
And said when Moses commands them to obey.
第二节说了一句话。
In verse 2 it says.
他说我所吩咐你的话你不可加添也不可删减。
You must neither add or you must either add anything to what I command nor take anything away.
为什么这样？
Why is that so?
因为当我们要去增添或者删减的时候，
Because when we go to add or take away,
我们就成了上帝话语的审判者。
We set ourselves up as judges of God's word.
所以这个标准就不是他定的，而是我定的。
And so the standard is no longer set by God, but by us.
所以人如果有资格来修改上帝的话，
So if any person had the right to edit God's word,
那么上帝就不是绝对的主权。
Then God is not absolute anymore.
那么我们的智慧或者我们的主权就高于上帝的主权了。
Then our wisdom has surpassed God.
所以这是一个位分的问题。
And so this is a problem of position.
所以我们要知道我们是一个被造的位分。
We should know that we are in a created position.
我们是一个有限的智慧。
We have only a limited wisdom.
对上帝所讲的话我们有很多可能不明白的。
Compared to the word of God, there are many things we don't understand.
这个不明白是很正常的。
It is very normal to not understand.
要接受这个不明白。
We must accept that we don't understand.
我们不用说上帝的事情很多东西我们不明白。
We shouldn't say the things of God. There are many things we don't understand.
你自己的事情你明白吗？
Do you understand everything about yourself?
你自己的事情你也不明白。
You don't understand.
我记得那时候刘坤问了我一个问题。
Once our brother Quinn asked me something.
他说牙是你的吗？
He said, Do you own your teeth?
牙是你的吗？
Do you own your teeth?
我说是我的。
Yes, I own them.
他说牙疼的时候牙还是你的吗？
When your tooth aches, do you still own them?
我说是我的。
Yes.
但是他为什么不听你的？
Why won't they obey you?
你叫他不疼他会听吗？
Will they obey you when you command them to not ache?
他不听。
They will not obey you.
所以你对你自己都了解的很少。
You do not even understand yourself.
你对你自己的管理的能力也很少。
And you are unable to control yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹不要骄傲。
So don't be so proud.
要深切地明白我们人的有限性。
Truly understand how limited people are.
所以骄傲是个很可耻的事情。
Arrogance is a very disdainful thing.
因为你根本不知道你自己是谁。
Because you do not even know who you are.
所以在这个时候我们要懂得把握自己的位分。
So at this time we should understand our position.
用一个被造者的位分来读创造者启示的话语。
As a created being, we should read the the revelation from the Creator.
所以不要加添，也不要减少。
Do not add or take away.
所以神说了多少，你就好好的去理解。
Whatever God says, you should go and try and understand it.
如果万一不理解，
if you don't understand it,
好好祷告，
pray.
好好来教会听讲道，听查经班。
Come to church and study.
然后预备一颗顺服的心，让圣灵来感动你。
Prepare a obedient heart so that the Holy Spirit can speak to you.
然后你就会慢慢慢慢的理解。
And then gradually you may come to understand.
然后慢慢慢慢的遵行。
And gradually you may come to obey.
所以这样我们就开始建立我们的信仰了。
Through this we can establish our faith.
所以建立信仰是怎么回事？
How is this process?
就是认识这位至高者是谁。
It is by understanding who is the true God.
然后了解他所启示的话语。
Understanding his revelation.
然后照着他的话语去遵行。
And then living by that word.
使我们成为蒙福讨神喜悦的人。
So you can be blessed and pleasing to God.
这就是建立我们的信仰。
And this is building up your faith.
今天来教会。
Today coming to church.
就要建立这样的信仰。
Is to build this kind of faith.
所以信仰的第一要素。
So the first most important thing of faith
是信仰对样对象的正确
is knowing who is the right one to believe.
第二是我们存着谦卑受教的心
The second is with a humble heart.
然后学习他的话语
study his word.
然后遵照他的话语去遵行
and finally is to follow his word.
借此建立了跟他之间的关系
and to build that relationship with God.
这就成为我们从今时到永远能够生命蒙福的那个条件。
And this becomes a requirement for us to receive blessing in our lives.
摩西为以色列人建立了。
Moses established this for the Israelites.
但愿也借着他们为我们在座的每一个人建立起来。
I hope you can do the same for all of us today.
使我们在上帝面前都成为蒙福的百姓。
So that before God, we can all be blessed citizens.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.
谢谢。